Good morning. So the talk is called Open to Possibilities, the Sacred Life We're Living. The point of it is to look at our reflections. It's a little bit loud and feedback in my own ears.
Okay.
Okay. And our reflections of the past and how we move forward as times are changing, pushing us again and again and again into new growth. I wanted to start this talk by playing the theme song to Days of Our Lives. Do you remember that? That song? And the over the voice overlay was, as sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And I wanted to do that because music triggers memory, as photographs do. And I was doing this consulting job recently on communication styles in the workplace, and the administrator was, she would say, I would say, so tell me what happened. And she said, well, we had a disagreement. And I said, well, okay, so then tell me what happened. And she goes, oh, it's all been worked out, everything's okay. And I was like, that's great, tell me what happened. And she'd say, well, we had a disagreement. And I was like, and what happens? Because, well, we worked it out. And we kept doing that. And I realized what was happening, right, was that she was what we call a glosser in communication. And interpersonal communication, a glosser is someone who glosses over the difficulties they're having in their communications. And they minimize their feelings and their reactions. They don't own the feelings that are going on deep inside. They gloss over them, but what ultimately happens is that they start imposing restrictions and new rules on communication, and the rules are meant to accommodate their perspectives or their lack of perspective, right? And then that's what happens. And that got me thinking, do you remember when we used to have to take our rolls of film into Walgreens or someplace and they'd say, well, what do you want, glossy or matte, right? And what size, what dimensions do you want the history of your life to be? And so I started thinking about that and I thought, glossy and matte, what does that really mean? Am I a glossy or a matte photograph? And so I looked it up and here is what it says. And I think that it's appropriate in some ways because how we look at ourselves and how we communicate our lives. And so a glossy photograph is exactly what the name implies. They gloss over the photograph with an extra coat to give it that sheen. And what happens is that it makes the colors of the photograph pop out. And the interesting thing is that it's made of the same material as the matte photograph, just it has this extra coating, which gives it this boost of color. And well, like anything with this kind of nice shine to it, it just looks pretty, right? We like shiny things. And then the matte photo finish doesn't quite have the same boost, but on the other hand, it plays up the texture of the photograph and of the memory. And well, it might look a little bit grainier and a little bit, just a little bit less focused. It has more, like I said, more texture. And so therefore, in some sense, more meaning and more, what would you say? It has more texture to it. More what? Sure, exactly. And so more substance. Well, these things got me thinking of Polaroids, right? So now you're invited into my thought process. And so I looked up Polaroids and I thought about how they're different from the others, from a matte and a glossy. And they said that the Polaroid photo is warmer and softer than the other two. There's a warmth, an overall dreamy landscape to a Polaroid, and they say that Polaroid also plays into the vision of nostalgia. So who are you? Are you a glossy? Are you a matte photo when you're looking at your life and yourself, even experiences as recent as last week, or are you a Polaroid? What do you see? Do you critique yourself in these photographs that you see? is everyone else in the photo okay except you? Are you too old or too fat or too tired looking, or you wish you had on a different blouse or shirt? Does the image startle you? And then I just want to bring that into the current times of where we are. What about now during COVID? Does everyone else seem to be moving forward but you? Are you experiencing what's called quarantine fatigue or COVID tired? Even now, when we're getting what we think we want, and so many of us have had our vaccinations, there's a general inability or difficulty still to get motivated in some ways, even as these opportunities continue to present themselves. So with the type of photograph in your head as a reference, what is your frame of reference right now for this last year? Are you happy, joyful, and free? Are you a little bit glassy and putting yourself out there? Or are you more subdued and a little bit more fearful about how events will still unfold? Or are you finding yourself longing for the good old days before the quarantine? You have that Polaroid in your back pocket that you keep pulling out and wishing things were different. What are your present circumstances and what will happen next? And what about the vaccine? How much freedom do you really think that you will have even after you've been vaccinated? And how will that look for each of us? Given that you had a job or an income, probably you had a home, a safe home, I hope, free from domestic violence. You probably had enough food to eat, money to buy the necessities, and for the most part, your lives probably didn't change that much. Mine didn't, actually. But I know for a fact that many of my students at the community college, many of them are younger women. They didn't have the money in rural North Carolina for the necessities that they needed for their lives and for personal hygiene products. Many of them didn't have food. Many of them were evicted before the laws went into effect. They didn't have a place to live. They didn't have Wi-Fi. They didn't have anything that helped them maintain in college. And many of them were in the service industry, and they initially lost their jobs when this small business was closed. And they faced far more extreme circumstances than I ever have in this last year. And I wonder what their photographs are that they hold. And I wonder how they reflect this younger generation that's coming up behind us and what they will do with those photographs and the choices that they will make in the future. These are things that I worry a lot about, actually. And these opportunities that have been snatched away from all of us on some level, and the ones that will become available, and will we be able to step out of our isolation and our quarantine and become present with others in the larger sense of the world? As it's been said, sometimes you have to let go of the picture that you hold in order to find the happiness and the joy in what you have right now. So where are we now, and what are the opportunities that are available to us? Honestly, for me, it's not that easy to leave the comfort and the safety of my home, even to come to lovely places like this and be with people that I love and that I've resonated with in the past. And I could have Zoomed from home. And, you know, I could have done this. We've all gotten into these places. And now that we're getting what we say we want, a vaccine, do some of us really want change? Do we want that change? You know, for extroverts, for sure, I think they want the vaccine. That even they have become the stars in their own homes. And introverts, well, we're the stars in our own head, right? We have these great conversations with ourselves all the time. So how do we move from the various fears that we've experienced in this past year into the opportunities that are literally opening up before us? What I'm getting at is, and I hate to be the one to tell you this, that getting the vaccine and the reduction of COVID is not going to end the pandemic. the real pandemic lives within us, because it is the life that we experience. It's who we are and it's who we have become, this lifestyle. So just as the photographs of our lives reflect who we were and who we have become, so has this isolation and quarantine affected us and changed us. We have become what we are seeking, and there is a space, in a sense, between the I am consciousness, that of the divine, and that which we observe and watch in our daily lives. There's a space between those two things. And in that space, we can find peace or we can find anguish. If we observe with judgment while we critique others, or we continue to critique ourselves or our circumstances, then we become the object which is observed in critique. However, when we recognize that the presence of the divine over here is really within us, then that space, we can find the possibility of truth between us. And we can find peace in that space instead of anguish. And then we find freedom within to be who we are and who we can be. When we recognize the I am, and recognize that the I am is observing, then that space becomes who we are. Freedom is defined in the dictionary as the absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice or action. And according to Marcello D'Amuzio, in his collaborative book that was just released in January of this year, From the Universe to the Soul is the title of the book, freedom is determined and limited by our level of consciousness, which is, in my interpretation, one, our awareness of who we are based on lessons learned from our past experiences, everything that I've been discussing, and two, it's our perspective of our interactive presence with others. What are we going to gain when we interact with others? However, if we only seek to gain from others and not be willing to be of service, then we limit not only our level of consciousness, but our freedom of choice and action as well, because our perspective becomes more limited. So this is the time to open our possibilities and recognize that sacred life that resides, that I am, that is available to each of us. This is the time to expand our awareness and to step out of the limited life that we've been leading this last year. This is our moment to change the world and to change our perspective. D'Amuzio claims that freedom comes with altruistic actions, and that with altruistic actions come increased opportunities to expand our consciousness. When we have a greater sense of the I am within, then that observed space or experience expands to encompass the opportunities that will define our lives in the future. And so what does this mean for each of us? Well, each of us must find comfort and altruistic action and define it for ourselves. It's not going to be the same for everyone. But before we step out, we need to be kinder and more forgiving of ourselves when we look at those photographs and we look at those last years. We need to move forward with recognizing that the changes within us, and that we have become more aware of how we engage and do affect each other. By our lack of participation, we realize what we've been missing. So we can act now by taking a moment before you step out into this next year and set your intention. Listen to the wind, as Margaret Atwood has said. She said, ask who keeps the wind, ask what is sacred. And I'd like to end today by reading a poem titled The Wind by Susan Griffin from her 1978 book, Women in Nature. And this poem has been with me. I got sober in 1978, and it's been with me at the precipice of every major change in my life, and I'd like to share it with you now. Yes, they say our fate is with the wind. The wind? Yes. They say when the wind blows this way, one thing will happen. And when it blows the other way, something else will be. Something else will be. Yes, these are the questions. Does the wind blow for us? This is what we must ask. Are we ready for this wind? Do we know what this wind will bring us? Will we take what the wind gives, or even know what is given when we see it? Will we see? Will we let the wind blow all the way through us? Will the wind know us? These are the questions to ask. Will the wind sing to us? And do our whole bodies listen? When the wind calls, will we go? Will this wind come inside us, take from us? Can we give to the wind what is asked of us? Will we let go? Are we afraid of this wind? Will we go where we are afraid to go? Will the wind ask us? This is the question. Are we close to the wind? Will the wind ask much of us? And will we be able to hear the wind singing? And will we answer? Can we sing back? This we ask. Can we sing back and not only sing, but in clear voices? Will this be, we ask, and will we keep on answering, keep on with our whole body? And do we know why we sing? Yes, we will know why. Yes. Please find peace, and thank you.